Turning now to Calista News, an internal power struggle at the Calista Regional Native Corporation centers on the handling of a personal matter and whether it was dealt with properly, or whether it's being used as a tool in an attempt to take over the corporation. The dispute is in the courts now. The court filings do not disclose the identities of those at the center of the incident, but it is now clear which Calista corporate executive was fired in the wake of alleged sexual harassment. KYUK's Teresa Katsarilis has more.
His name is George Aulitak. He used to be Calista's government relations liaison, and in August 2017, a woman accused him of relentlessly harassing her. It is CEO Andrew Guy's alleged mismanagement of that complaint that led to a fight between former board chair Wayne Dawn and his supporters, and the CEO, backed by a majority of the board. Before Calista filed its civil suit against Wayne Dawn and his supporters, KYUK uncovered Aulitak's identity with the help of an anonymous source who does not work at Calista. KYUK later confirmed Aulitak's identity in an interview with Jim St. George, Calista's former business development director. St. George worked with Aulitak on at least one major project at Calista, and when the woman accused Aulitak of sexually harassing her in August 2017, Jim St. George was the man who CEO Andrew Guy put her in touch with.
I introduced myself, said who I am. I understand that there's talk to George Aulitak, and apparently there's some things that have been inappropriate. I apologize. And she basically said, oh, you have no idea.
After speaking with St. George, KYUK had enough information to go with the story on Aulitak's role in all of this. But we held the story to focus on our coverage of Calista's lawsuit and the defendant's responses. There we found further confirmation of Aulitak's identity. The response written by Wayne Dawn's attorney, which was filed in court Tuesday morning, included four pictures from social media of George Aulitak and CEO Andrew Guy traveling together. Aulitak's name and face were redacted from the court filing, but the other people in the pictures were not. So KYUK searched their names on Facebook and was able to find unredacted versions of those pictures. You can check out the pictures for yourself at our website, kyuk.org. The Calista Corporation hired George Aulitak for the government relations job in 2014, citing his impressive resume and past leadership experience in the region. Aulitak worked for State Senator Lyman Hoffman and the late U.S. Senator Ted Stevens. He currently serves as a board member for Marshall's Native Village Corporation. Aulitak also might have played a key role in Calista's internal politics, even before the corporation hired him. In a response filed in court Tuesday, Wayne Dawn's attorney portrays Aulitak as CEO Andrew Guy's, quote, closest advisor. The response quoted emails that Aulitak sent the woman he sexually harassed, where he claimed to have played an essential role in helping CEO Andrew Guy hold on to power during a boardroom coup in 2012. Back then, when Guy was put on administrative leave, Aulitak says he campaigned extensively for him on Facebook and messaged hundreds of shareholders on his behalf. CEO Andrew Guy was reinstated. Calista hired Aulitak 2 years later. According to the response filed by Wayne Dawn's attorney on Tuesday, Aulitak started to sexually harass women almost as soon as he was hired. During the 3 years that he worked for Calista, Aulitak was allegedly disciplined for making inappropriate comments to women he worked with, taking credit for a woman's work, behaving inappropriately with an intern, and uncomfortably, quote, watching a female employee. When a woman tried to sell her company to Calista in August 2017, she told CEO Andrew Guy that Aulitak had harassed her too. Aulitak had been her point of contact at Calista and advised her on her business proposal. Guy told business development director Jim St. George to become the woman's new contact for the corporation, rather than Aulitak. St. George remembers what the woman, who lives in the lower 48, told him.
She basically told me that George had sent her absolutely inappropriate underwear. It showed up at her house in person, and like 1,200 texts or something of that magnitude. So obviously, any sane person, their radar would skyrocket at this point in time.
Jim St. George reported that sexual harassment to Chilista's Human Resources Director. The corporation investigated Alituk and fired him in November 2017. But CEO Andrew Guy does not appear to have reported Alituk's behavior to Chilista's Human Resources Department when he heard about it back in August, even though Chilista's code of conduct says he should have. Defendants in the lawsuit present exhibits from the time after the woman complained to Guy about Alituk, showing that Guy and Alituk went hunting together and traveled to Washington, D.C. You can see pictures from those trips at our website, kyuk.org. Beyond these sexual harassment allegations, Alituk has also been accused of mismanaging money on other projects. In 2011, the Nutak Traditional Council hired the former legislative aide to serve as CEO of the tribe's new nonprofit, the Mataqavik Community Development Corporation. Climate change is rapidly eroding Nutak's shoreline, and one of the main goals of the nonprofit was to help the village build an evacuation center at its new site on higher ground. But the project stalled, and Alituk was later accused of spending some of Nutak's grant funding in questionable ways. According to a 2013 state audit, Alituk was paid $20,000 for, quote, bogus reasons. That's a direct quote from the state's report. Then the audit indicates that Alituk was paid about $20,000 more that wasn't processed properly through the nonprofit's payroll system, which violates IRS rules and regulations. All of this money came from state grants, which the nonprofit was using to help Nutak relocate. In a letter to Nutak's Traditional Council in 2014, Scott Ruby, the head of the state's Division of Community and Regional Affairs at the time, claimed that over $300,000 from those grants had been spent improperly. And all of this happened before the Chilista Corporation hired George Alituk. KYUK tried to contact George Alituk for this story, but was unable to reach him. In Bethel, I'm Teresa Kotsarillas.